This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A jury has acquitted a former Aurora police officer charged in the violent arrest of a black man in 2021. Prosecutors said John Hobbert used excessive and unreasonable force against Kyle Vinson, repeatedly hitting him with his gun and strangling him for 39 seconds. But the jury disagreed. Vinson testified in the trial that he felt like he might die after mistakenly believing Hobbert had accused him of having a gun. Hobbert's lawyer said he was justified in using force because Vinson grabbed for the officer's gun. The prosecution and Vinson said that did not happen. Colorado could dramatically cut its child poverty rate under a major proposal at the State House. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on how the state would pay for the change.
The state's lowest income families could get up to $3,200 per year for each of their children under a tax credit proposed by State House Democrats. That money would come from the state's Tabor surplus, meaning it could redirect an estimated $700 million a year that would otherwise be paid out as Tabor refunds. Democratic Representative Chris DeGree-Kennedy is a sponsor.
This is an incredibly expensive tax credit, and we know that Colorado is not going to be in a Tabor surplus environment forever. But while we are, we believe that this is one of the best things we can be doing to help pull kids out of poverty.
The bill passed a committee hearing this week, but still has a ways to go. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The University of Denver hockey team is in the Frozen Four against Boston University at this hour. Boston was up 1-0 at the end of the first period. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 4:06.